My name's Aaron Hughes. Well, I'm a member of Iraq Veterans Against the War. I'm also a veteran. I served over in Iraq from 2003 to 2004. And been in different direct actions involved with Iraq Veterans Against the War, to include doing guerrilla theater, Operation First Casualty, in which we patrolled different cities of the United States, doing marches in order to get our voices heard, also doing a project called Drawing for Peace, in which kind of took over a street and just started drawing in order to kind of express a need for peace. And other projects revolving around IVW, to include mud stenciling and different active duty posts and different projects to get the word out that there is a GI resistance movement, that GIs do have the right to speak out, and that our voices are really valuable and need to be heard. I got involved because Vietnam veteran against the war, Joe Miller, asked me to speak at a memorial event, and just by him asking me, made me, you know, at first I was like, why does he want to hear from me? You know, I'm not sure what I can actually contribute to this, but it was that prodding that led to, I think, my further involvement. How can Syracuse be a more open city? Well, I can force the city to pass a resolution that supports war resistors, or can be a sanctuary for war resistors. There's currently 60,000 soldiers that have gone AWOL since 2001, and that's a population of our future that is completely neglected. And I even looked at, these are people that, you know, signed up because they had some idea of what they want to serve the country in some way, and instead they've been discarded. A lot of people have gone AWOL because they need mental health support. Instead of them getting that support, they've been forced to go underground. A lot of people are refusing orders because of these wars, because of the illegal nature, and because of the illegal nature of the orders, and they're forced to go underground. And politicians can sway back and forth. You know, media pundits can sway back and forth about their position, but when a soldier does it, it's their life that's on the line. And I think, you know, Syracuse trying to create a space where, you know, soldiers that have refused illegal orders have a sanctuary, and that sanctuary is public so their voices can be heard, is really important. I also think, you know, creating a space where, you know, I don't know what the homeless population here is, but in Chicago, one-third of the homeless people are veterans, and I'm not sure what the relationship to supporting that community, you know, in regards to the traumas that they've been through, and how to create a safer space for them. So, you know, how do we actually level the playing field? So I think that's just questions for a city to think about. I don't know if it's necessarily people are disconnected because it's a volunteer army. I think it's disconnected because of the reasons that we're over there, and the fact that if people were connected to the wars, then we wouldn't be fighting them. I mean, if there was a draft, or if there was a war tax, it would put a lot more pressure on the politicians and the military-industrial complex to end the wars, and that's something that they're not necessarily invested in. Instead, they're, you know, a lot of people are making a lot of money off these wars, and unfortunately, veterans are caught up in the crossfire. Well, you can get a hold of GI Rights Hotline. That's a hotline that is like a crisis hotline for GIs, where GIs call for help, and you can volunteer, you get trained, and your phone can become a part of the GI Rights Hotline. You can also create forums and spaces for veterans. In other words, like asking, like, what is a way where we can get their opinions heard? I think that's really important. I think also just, you know, going to the different veterans communities that do exist around here and asking them, like, what would it take to have their voices heard, I think would also be a valuable tool. And then also, you know, like what the city does around, you know, its political structure and challenging politicians to, you know, make the change, and also supporting the soldiers that do resist, that are, you know, taking their their energies, taking their workforce out of the war machine. You know, it's every cog, every soldier that refuses to fight is one less cog that's part of the war machine, making it harder to continue. So,
how difficult is it for soldiers that do decide to resist? Like, does the military really actively seek them, or
what is that? It's not even an option. You know, it's not even like something that people who are extremely frustrated or don't want to go or don't believe in the wars, it's not really an option on the table. And I think a part of that is because the history of GI resistance hasn't been told. And, you know, whether it was the Revolutionary War and the Pennsylvania militia mutinying against George Washington, or it's the Vietnam War and people mutinying against the commanders that want them to go on patrols that they know aren't actually helping them accomplish any real missions. You know, I think that it's a history that hasn't been presented and it's not told. And how can we share that history, and how can we create a space where people, where GIs know some of their options? And I think that's part of the GI Rights Hotline. I'm also part of what Iraq Veterans Against the War is doing. We're trying to support the war resistors that are out there and create a space for their voices to be heard.